you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Andy Klein and Peter Rayner. First up, Christopher Nolan's film Oppenheimer, starring Cillian Murphy. Peter?
This is a wildly ambitious, sort of monumental, epic biopic. I think it's meant to be the biopic of all biopics about J. Robert Oppenheimer, the father of the atomic bomb. Its ambition exceeds its grasp, but I do think it has some powerful stuff all the way through it, and a really stellar cast. Robert Downey Jr. is extraordinary, Matt Damon, so many others. It's a story that I think is relevant very much to today's world as well, with the bomb and the crossroads between science and politics.
Oppenheimer's rated R in wide release. Barbie, from director Greta Gerwig, who co-wrote the screenplay with Noah Baumbach, stars Margot Robbie as Barbie and Ryan Gosling as Ken. Andy?
Barbie is a lot of fun. It starts out in this pink world of Barbie land, except Barbie suddenly has an existential crisis for reasons that are explained later, and she ventures into the real world of Los Angeles, and they make fun of that being the real world. And she takes Ken with her, and they go back, and Barbie land changes completely, and everybody's, it's just a big mess. And the film is funny, but at the end, I think it gets a little too preachy, trying to balance all of its feminist points of view and trying to be fair in all ways. I just thought, like, too much at the end.
Barbie is rated PG-13. It's in wide release. The documentary 20 Days in Mariupol is directed by Stislav Chernov, who's an AP journalist, about a team of journalists trapped in the city as it's under brutal attack by Russian forces. Peter?
Really powerful documentary. Hard to watch because it's so graphic with all of the destruction that went on there and all of the people who were maimed and killed. But it I think, demands to be seen if you want to really see beyond just the headlines and the news.
20 Days in Mariupol's unrated. It's at Lemley's Monica Film Center, Santa Monica. Mad Heidi is a wild action-adventure comedy from director Johannes Hartness and Sandro Klopstein. Andy?
I love this film. It's described as a Swissploitation film, and it's a ridiculous fantasy of an autocratic Switzerland, and it brings in riffs from splatter films and spaghetti westerns and martial arts films, and is just goofy beyond all description and fun throughout.
Swiss Mountain Girl Heidi is You've Never Seen Her Before, and Mad Heidi Unrated, available on demand for home viewing. For our critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Thanks so much for joining us on the Film Week Marquee.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.